What if the most powerful strategies for social transformation aren't found in boardrooms or policy papers, but in the intricate dance of starlings or the underground networks of fungi? Adrienne Marie Brown's emergent strategy offers a radical proposition that nature's patterns provide the perfect template for creating meaningful, sustainable change in our human systems. This isn't just another social justice manifesto. It's a profound reimagining of how transformation actually happens through small, intentional actions that ripple outward. What we practice at the small scale sets the patterns for the whole system, Brown writes, inviting us to observe and learn from the natural world's most successful patterns of adaptation, resilience, and interdependence. Nature demonstrates emergence everywhere, complex systems arising from simple interactions. Consider starlings in murmuration, thousands moving as one fluid entity without central coordination. Each bird follows just three rules while focusing on seven neighbors, creating collective intelligence capable of instantaneous adaptation. Underground, mycelium networks, the wood-wide web, connect hundreds of trees in sophisticated communication systems. Through these fungal threads, trees warn about threats, share nutrients with struggling neighbors, and support younger saplings. A single teaspoon of healthy soil contains miles of these connection threads. Water exemplifies perfect adaptability, flowing around obstacles or changing states when blocked. This versatility manifests across scales, from dewdrops to ocean currents. As humans are mostly water ourselves, we too can manifest in countless forms, finding strength in flexibility. These natural patterns reveal that successful survival strategies aren't based on domination, but on adaptation, collaboration, and interdependence. What if our organizations functioned less like rigid hierarchies and more like interconnected ecosystems? Nature succeeds by optimizing whole system health through mutual support and constant adaptation. Fractals are infinitely complex yet self-similar patterns repeating across different scales, appearing in fingertips, geological formations, galaxies, and plants. This mathematical concept reveals a profound social truth. Patterns repeat at every level of existence. Brown discovered this principle during electoral organizing in 2004, noting how Americans' inability to practice democracy locally undermines just governance nationally. Social change organizations often mirror the systems they oppose, featuring charismatic leaders, top-down structures, and unsustainable cultures that lead to burnout. The fractal principle suggests transformation must begin personally. How we treat ourselves, communicate with loved ones, and handle conflict inevitably scales to larger systems. As Grace Lee Boggs said, "Transform yourself to transform the world." This creates a radical shift in change work. Rather than focusing exclusively on policies or institutions, we recognize daily interactions as building blocks of larger transformation. The principle reminds us there's no separation between personal and political. Every interaction becomes practice ground for the world we're creating. How we respond to constant change determines our quality of life and collective impact. Many react with fear because they lack clear commitment to their vision, remaining in reaction mode. The key is combining adaptation with intention, changing while staying connected to deeper purpose. In movement work, shifting from rigid planning to flexible strategic intentions allows groups to focus on what they can control. The clearer a group's vision, the more they can embrace collaborative innovation and decentralization. Without shared vision, leaders exhaust themselves trying to control everyone's path. True adaptation requires deep trust, moving like starlings in murmuration, each person attuned to neighbors, maintaining right relationship. This collective adaptation shares the burden and reduces exhaustion. When something isn't working, change course. When it is, continue learning. Movement generation frames our era's defining instability as shocks, acute moments like market crashes, and slides, incremental catastrophes like sea level rise. Social movements must harness these disruptions towards systemic shifts that increase equity and resilience. The 2014 World Cup semifinal demonstrates this. Germany scored 7 goals against Brazil, most within 18 minutes. Brazil oriented around irreplaceable absent stars, while Germany moved like birds, working as one body. Brazil couldn't adapt, while Germany's decentralized approach created more possibilities. Interdependence acknowledges our mutual reliance. No one survives alone. Nature demonstrates this principle. Trees grow from common root systems functioning as single organisms with multiple bodies. Oak trees intertwine roots underground, while humans host beneficial bacteria essential to our health. Practicing interdependence involves small, repetitive actions. Transparently sharing your true capacity and needs, being comfortable with being wrong, accepting your inner contradictions, and asking for support, trusting in the balance of give and take relationships. Interdependence challenges the cult of charismatic leadership in social movements. Visible leaders become targets, leading to assassinations and apparent leadership vacuums, while movement rock stars often face isolation and burnout. True interdependence requires decentralized leadership, distributing power, responsibility, and visibility across many people rather than concentrating it in a few charismatic individuals. This creates resilience, ensuring movements survive when key individuals are targeted or burnout. Change rarely follows a straight line. Like nature's butterfly effect or fern spiral formations, transformation happens in cycles, convergent moments, and explosive growth. Our emotional journeys mirror this nonlinearity. Grief, joy, and heartbreak travel across time, emerging when we're ready to fully experience them. Music often serves as a conduit for these time-traveling emotions, opening pathways to memories. Each emotional visit builds resilience for navigating our complex present. Brown now trusts herself to feel, grow from feelings, and welcome emotions when they return. This nonlinear pattern appears in movements like Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter, which grew from common longing and distributed leadership rather than traditional structures. Despite critiques about unclear demands or leadership, these movements created space for overdue conversations about collective care. We must resist urgency thinking, the mindset that created our crises. Success requires slow, intentional transformation that embodies our values and patience to seek wisdom from diverse perspectives. In this paradigm, nothing fails. Everything either grows deeper or decomposes into lessons for the next attempt. Like earthworms aerating soil, organizers process what came before to nurture new growth. Creating more possibilities means shaping a future of abundance. Nature demonstrates this through biodiversity, mushrooms finding new food sources, trees extending roots for water, as life constantly creates options. The natural world thrives in ecosystems, not monocultures. True diversity is essential for survival, not superficial representation, but systems where everyone contributes. Our social movements must center those most impacted by injustice. Afrofuturism embodies this principle by envisioning beyond present constraints. Saying Black Lives Matter makes an Afrofuturist assertion, projecting dignity onto a devastating present. Brown traces Afrofuturism through history. Enslaved Africans leaping from ships, forbidden literacy taught by candlelight, survivors choosing freedom or death, all imagine dignity despite facing extinction. Our power today lies in naming ourselves and developing a common dream language to shape real futures. Inspired by Octavia Butler's wisdom that all that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. We make ourselves vulnerable enough to transform existence. we're creating futures without police, prisons, war, and hunger. Futures with abundance, gender as joy, and sacred bodies. Reclaiming imagination becomes revolutionary decolonizing work.